Now, a group of U.S. senators have introduced a piece of legislation that would require a congressional review of any nuclear deal with Iran. The motion has the support of both Democrats and Republicans and is led by Senators Bob Corker and Bob Menendez. Now, it mandates President Barack Obama submit the text of any deal to Congress. The bill also bars the Obama administration from suspending congressional sanctions on Iran for 60 days. The period of time would allow Congress to hold hearings and have a chance to approve, disapprove, or take no action on a deal with Tehran over Tehran's nuclear energy program. It's not yet known when the bill would come to a vote in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Now, the legislation is seen as a challenge to President Obama's authority over a possible deal with Iran.
Iran and the P5+1 group of countries are preparing for a new round of talks over Tehran's nuclear energy program next week. The talks will be a follow-up to multiple days of meeting that ended in Geneva on Monday, during which both sides said progress was made on some key issues. Iran's nuclear chief Ali Akbar Salehi, who for the first time accompanied the Iranian team in the talks, has announced success in several issues that had hit a deadlock in previous meetings. Salehi says very good results have been made in the talks and some long steps taken over certain technical issues.
The technical issues will help prepare the ground for resolving the legal and political issues. Therefore, they are important for the success of the negotiations. So far, we have been able to remove the technical concerns, which we believe have been fabricated, through intelligent ways.
Meanwhile, some signs are indicating that support is building up in Tehran for the country's team of negotiators. Senior cleric Hojatul Islam Kazim Siddiqui has praised President Hassan Rouhani on his handling of nuclear talks with the P5+1 group of countries. He also says the talks are in a sensitive stage and that the last steps are being taken toward a final agreement. Soon after the Geneva talks, Iran staged several days of military drills in the Persian Gulf waters. And of course, the drills were believed to contain a message for the outside world that the country is ready to defend itself in any possible scenario.
I think Iranian army and Islamic Republic Sepah is basically sending this message that they are ready for any aggression coming from outside.
Negotiators from Iran and the P5+1 hope to meet a March 31st deadline to reach an agreement over the general framework of a final nuclear deal. Both sides have already acknowledged that serious efforts are still needed on some key issues. Tehran has already emphasized that success in the talks requires a strong political will. It seems that the ball is now in Washington's court. The world is waiting to see whether the U.S. is as willing and determined as Iran to resolve a decade-long dispute over Tehran's nuclear energy program.